Prophecy 1. Judgment starts at the house of Yahweh. Given to Reverend Sherry Elijah, December 31st, 1996. It's a fearful and terrible thing to fall into the hands of a living God. My wrath can be as great as my love, but no one speaks of this. In the year of 1997, I will reveal myself as not only a God of love, but for those who mock and deny my power or refuse my love and seek to lead my sheep astray, they shall taste the days of Ananias and Sapphira once again. Wisdom is fear of Yahweh. Many of my own sheep take me for granted. They do things and think it is covered by grace. They do things knowing that it is unholy and it offends me. But they think I am blind and deaf. The year of 1997, I will prove I am a God of fire, and that which stands in my minister's ways shall be consumed in my anger. They who dare to stop the gospel of Yahushua HaMashiach shall suffer the worst. I am coming for a church without spot or wrinkle, and again I say unto you, warn the church. The church is not the pastor. It is not the building. The church is the people, my sheep. I have had enough of men naming ministries after themselves. They have no right to do this abomination. They did not pay the ultimate price. They are not holy enough to do this. I, Yahushua HaMashiach, paid this price at Calvary. Unless they are sinless and perfect, they have no right to name a ministry after themselves. I alone am perfect and sinless, not man, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Yahweh. You are sinless in my sight because my blood washes your sins away. It is not because you are sinless for your perfection. You are a sinner saved by my grace and mercy. The blood of Calvary washes away your sins, true, but a ministry represents me and your Father Yahweh, and the ministry must be named for holiness, not man. For again I prophesy through you and say, beware, warn them, for when the imperfect man falls, and he will, the ministry that bears his name falls, and the sheep scatter to the enemy's camp. Tell them, my handmaiden, warn them, do not do this abomination before my eyes any more, for I said, be holy as I am holy. Even the top prophets and ministers who carry my anointing are in foolish pride, and they are naming that which is not theirs, the anointed ministries, after themselves. For this, they will fall, but I will be there to pick them up after they have been chastised. But warn them. It is as a child getting spanked, but was warned many times. I chastise those that I love. I am a lamb to those who accept my blood gift at Calvary. I am a lion from the tribe of Judah to my enemies. I am a warrior and not a wimp. I turn the other cheek once, but when I come again to my enemies, I bring my fury. Woe unto them that call themselves my enemy and dare to destroy the good works that I am doing through my servants. A lion rips and tears before it devours its prey. So does the eagle, which your heavenly Father represents. You shall see my fury in 1997. But my children have nothing to fear. Those who truly love, worship, put me first in their lives. I am going to clean house in the temples. I am going to prove I am a God to be greatly feared. I am still a God who demands holiness from my children. I am not speaking of outward appearances. This is vanity and man-made holiness. True holiness comes from within. There is coming, and has already begun, a civil war to America. But there better not be a civil war in my churches. They had better not be prejudiced, whether it be outward appearance or race. For when my children see each other, they had better only see red, my blood. Stop dividing your churches by colors. I see no color. I am all races in one. Stop judging one another by outward appearance. For where the spirit of prejudice is, my Ruach HaKodesh will not stay, will not dwell. Instead, evil spirits will be allowed in. You have been warned. Sherry, you have not known what you are going to type from one word to the next. Give this prophecy to all those who have ears to hear. Let all others remain deaf. I am coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. What is holding me back is the very thing that should be bringing me back. My church, my people, my pastors, my ministers. I hate pride. It's one of the seven deadly sins. Yet my own pastors, who carry my anointing, think they build the church, they own the church, and they have to control the sheep. I alone am the only good shepherd. Yours is to be the finger that points the way to me, Yahushua. Pride, great pride, has crept into even the temples that I have poured my anointing out upon. Who has the bigger congregation, the most money? This sickens me! Who wins the most souls? The jealousy and covetousness are in my own temples. This sickens me! You say, when is Yahushua coming again? I say, I have been waiting for the church, the temples, to clean themselves up. Stop bickering amongst yourselves. Expose the wolves that have been devouring my sheep. They are behind the pulpits, and everyone is so concerned with their own churches. No one cares about the sheep. Who can build bigger temples? Who can get the most media attention? Who is the number one evangelist, prophet, pastor, church? I am telling you through this prophetess. Listen to her. Judgment starts at the house of Yahweh. Then I will deal with the heathen. This sickens me. I long to cradle you all in my arms, and instead you bicker and insult one another because of your gender. I choose to use who I choose to use. The humblest I will use in a mighty way. I choose to use this vessel because she thinks she is the weakest of the lot. But I say once again, I will use the humble and meek, those who no one thinks I will use. For my power shows up best in weak people. Others know it is not of them, and they don't boast. For they know it is only my anointing that breaks every yoke, fetter, chain, shackle, and bondage. It is not by your might nor power, but by my spirit. Thus saith Yahushua, I chose to come as a babe, the weakest of all, to prove, don't look on the outward, look on the inward. The anointing knows no gender, race, or age. The Ruach HaKodesh uses willing, obedient vessels of clay, not those that shout, use me because I am so beautiful, I am more holy than the rest. I will not use those who think they are gold. I use those that know they are broken vessels of clay, but mighty warriors for Yahushua HaMashiach. In 1997, I will launch out those who have had ministries that have remained humble or non-existent to the mass majority. Those that I have not just called, but those that have been chosen. Chosen because of their faith that I am the author and finisher of. I do not start something, then fail. I am your God that cannot fail. Get ready. For in 1997, I tell you, the wealth of the wicked will be turned into the hands of the righteous through my name and my blood, Yahushua HaMashiach's. It will be my sheep that have the wealth and the jobs. The enemy's children will see this and gnash their teeth in anger and jealousy. But I do this to prove my scriptures are not a lie. Deuteronomy 28 blessings are still reserved for my children, and I know them by name and by the hairs on their head. Get ready, because for my children, this is the greatest outpouring of my Ruach HaKodesh yet. I will use those who think they are not popular, beautiful, lack the education, those that know they can do nothing without my anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, those that have been discarded, abused, ignored, told to give up, it's not worth it. Those that have not had the finances will look to Almighty God, and I will open the windows of heaven and bless them so abundantly that they will be forced to give to others, so they too will be blessed abundantly. And this shall be like a chain reaction. My word says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. I am going to prove my word cannot return unto me void. Beware who you discard as worthless. For it's the pastor who has the small flock, but insists that the Ruach HaKodesh have full control, no matter how many of the sheep leave, for churches where there is no signs, wonders, miracles. For there is no conviction of the Ruach HaKodesh either. Beware of rejecting the evangelists who in your eyes are unknown and use their own finances to spread the gospel and win souls. Beware of mocking, abusing, and ignoring the prophet that comes to you with a prophecy, and you don't want to believe the prophecy because they are the wrong gender or they are a nobody and are not famous. Beware of offending the youngsters I am raising up to prophesy, and yes, to warn the elders to listen to the voice of Almighty God. Get out of pride, because these are the very ones I am sending. When you offend them, you offend the God who sent them. They are merely my messengers, so don't stone the messenger. It will be the nobodies that I am raising up, the unknowns that I will work my signs, wonders, and miracles through, and a mouthpiece for Yahweh. For they are not a nobody, only in the eyes of the proud. They are a somebody to me, for I can and will use them mightily for my praise, honor, and glory. For they will not steal that from me like others have tried to do. You did not build these successful ministries. It was by the power and anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh that it was a success. Stop taking my glory! You're not the healer, deliverer. It is Almighty Yahweh alone that delivers. The message to the church of 1997 is get humble before Yahweh. This message is for the prophets, evangelists, and pastors. You have no power without my anointing. I am a jealous God. Get man's name off of my ministries. You have been warned. Give the praise, recognition to the only one who has a right to name a ministry after himself, your master and savior, the one you proclaim to serve and worship. I share my glory with no man. There is a false doctrine going around in these end times and in some of my churches where my anointing has been poured out. A spirit of pride and religion has spread the lie that the pastors are saying, only we have the authority to say who can pray and who cannot pray. You are forbidden to pray one for another without our permission. Not even Yahweh, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, would say such a thing. My word plainly states, pray ye one for another. I am no respecter of persons, so why would I allow such a thing? Chase these false shepherds out of my house. Tell them you know the word of Yahweh. Stop believing and spreading this lie. Yes, there are people who would try and curse you instead of bless, but the curses will only return to the head of the one doing the cursing, disguised as prayer. The occultic spirit who seeks to destroy my sheep will boomerang back upon the sender. The Ruach HaKodesh is quite able to protect those who are being prayed for. Stop trying to do what you were never intended to do. This is the Ruach HaKodesh's job. This is the Good Shepherd's job. And I alone am the Good Shepherd. I'm able to take care of all that is mine. Get the log out of your own eyes before you judge whether someone is worthy to pray for another. Judgment starts at the house of Yahweh. I'm going to clean house in a mighty way in 1997 before I judge the heathen. Sin is sin. Unholiness is still unholy. I am not a God that changes with your times. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because pastors refuse to have the boldness to stand up and say repent, and Yahweh's word says this is sin, they are afraid of losing their tax-exempt status and let the government silence them for the sake of fear. Now they will have someone to fear. I, Yahushua. Because you stayed silent and did not speak up and say repent or else hell's fire consumes you, the one thing you pastors and ministers feared shall come upon you suddenly. You shall no longer have your tax-exempt status. I'm going to allow the government to take it away, so once again you will speak out without fear what sin is. This will be your sign this prophecy is of me, for you will see this come to pass. Promotion cometh from nowhere but the north, which is heaven. It is I who promotes one and demotes another. Many will be demoted in 1997 who have made profits selling the gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh. It was not yours to sell. Those who have entered the ministry thinking that it is a way to get rich quick, and some top ministries are now very greedy. They will either repent or fall. You will see this come to pass. Ministers who are in secret sin, like years before, will be exposed and shamed for all the world to see. For the spirit in the spiritual leader is the spirit in the congregation. I must make an open show and rebuke those who preach the word of Yahweh yet have no fear of me, who think I am blinded by their good works. It is not by good works you get to heaven, lest any man boasts. To whom much is given, much is required of. Pastors, evangelists, prophets, ministers, my children, you are held accountable for what you know. Some know more than others, but then they are held more accountable, for they know better than to offend me. In 1997, search yourselves and forsake sinful lifestyles and the spirits of pride and rebellion, because I am a God that knows, sees, and hears all. Those that call themselves my sheep and ministers will be held accountable for what they know is holiness and practice unholiness. Those pastors who merely pretend to love and care for the sheep, but really don't care anymore, will be demoted. If they have been in it for greed, they shall know poverty. Judgment will start at the house of Yahweh in 1997 in a mighty way. And if you, being righteous, are scarcely saved, how much more should the heathen fear? Test the spirit that speaks, and you will see it is the voice of the Ruach HaKodesh that speaks forth from this prophetess to rebuke, bless, and edify the saints of Yahweh, and sound the trumpet blast of doom for the enemies of the gospel of Yahushua HaMashiach. Touch not my anointed, neither do my prophets harm. Don't stone this messenger for giving my message, because harm will come to the one who raises a word against my messenger. Test me and see if I am not a God of consuming fire. Hell's fire is my anger that is kindled. Let it not be kindled against thee. Copy this, and give it to all those that have ears to listen. Let all others remain deaf. Just because they don't believe, doesn't mean I will not do what I have spoken. It shall come to pass. Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 17 to 21 says, warn them, and if they don't listen, the blood will not be on your hands. If you don't warn them and pass on this prophecy, then they will die in their sin, but the blood will be on your hands. I send my prophets to warn before the doom comes. I send my prophets to say a blessing is coming before the blessing comes. Given this day on 12/31/96, to Reverend Sherry Elijah when she least expected it, while writing to another, thanking them for prayer.